Goop Troop is a loosely constructed coalition of local artists aligned to help raise the profile of young artists and their work in Northwest Arkansas. Founded last September, Goop Troop has an exhibit of collected works on display now in the Ann Kittrell Art Gallery on the University of Arkansas campus. In just a moment, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas talks to the founder, John Pevin.
Before that, some other notes about visual arts in the region for late summer. The Art Center of the Ozarks keeps the 19th Annual Artists of Northwest Arkansas exhibit up through the 29th of this month. The ACO will also host two new exhibits in early September, Case Daguerreau and Eve Smith's combined multifaceted work, Sensory Iconoclast, the combined chefs and artists, and a collection titled Coin from New Orleans native and current Bentonville resident Dayton Castleman. Receptions for both of those, September 12th.
The Fayetteville Underground continues to display the works of Sharon Killian and Chris Weaver. Sharon's painting uses color, texture, and a subtle approach to view natural beauty in her exhibit Fog and Fire, while Chris's sculptures take two forms, those he planned out ahead of time and those that evolved over time. Their work remains up at the Underground through the end of the month.
Also at the Underground, a challenge to push away from your comfort zone. Painter Gregory Moore and author Gabrielle Eidlett will host a day-long workshop on Saturday for artists and writers wanting to make a deeper connection to the creative process. For more information, just send an email to GIDLET@gmail.com.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum has art to see, but is also encouraging patrons to make their own art every Thursday. Beginning the day after tomorrow, the RAM will host Drop In and Draw every Thursday from noon until 4. The sessions are free.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith will host the Art Talk Abstract Visions August 27th from 5 until 7:30 p.m. The exhibit, which includes photographs from six different artists, will remain up at the 2nd Street location through the end of September.
And the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale will open Cover Stories August 31st. The collection of quilts comes from the museum's collection. The exhibit will be viewable through the end of March 2014.
And though there are many opportunities for local artists and patrons to take in work, there could always be more. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has this profile of one group dedicated to increasing the exposure of several young artists in the area.
The name of a local art group, Goop Troop, means little other than the founder, John Pevin's, fondness for alliteration and rhyming.
The only real interesting factor is that we just use the name T-R-O-U-P-E, like as if it was like a circus troupe instead of like a troop as in like a militia or something like that. I'm just a big fan of like alliteration. You know, there's nothing particularly smart about the name, and we could change it eventually if need be.
But circus troupe is a good comparison. The Goop Troop is a meshing and a medley of a variety of artists. They produce everything from graphic design, prose, collage, painting, screen printing, and many other media. It developed from a Facebook page.
The reason I made it is because I have a lot of peers and stuff that are around my age that are artists and writers and poets and photographers and things like that. And then I kind of was just like, well, all that really happens around town is like maybe someone throws an art show, maybe a few people get in on it, maybe a few don't. And the thing was, is I was like, well, why don't we just have like a group for this? If like people are going to have groups for like posting music and things like that, so why not make one for artists and people to just share like cool stuff they find online, cool things they're working on.
The troupe quickly developed into a physical thing. Pevin began hosting meetings every Tuesday night to talk about art and what the people would like to do with their art. It's an all-inclusive group, and everyone is welcome. A collaboration began, and a show came about on Halloween of last year. It was held at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. A complete success. The cafe even sold out of beer and wine. Since then, Goop Troop has held shows seasonally. Currently, the works of about 14 artists are on display at the Ann Kittrell Gallery at the University of Arkansas. Pevin describes some of the artists and the work that will be on display.
My friend Elizabeth Sharp does collages and things like that, but she says that she's going to have a variety of pieces up there. Like, she said that one is going to be like a, like kind of like a sculpture or something, or it's going to be on a large piece of wood or a stump. There's a girl in our group named Elizabeth Arnold, and she goes by a moniker called Neon Glittery. And she is like, she's a poet and a writer and a musician and a visual artist, and she has her own website and everything. She does these kind of outsider art illustrations, and she's going to have like a series of like animals that she's going to have up in the show. And I think it's like three or four portraits of like bears that are kind of like weird and surreal looking.
As the group has its base on Facebook, members don't have to live in the area. Pevin has a friend in Arizona who has sent an acrylic painting for this month's show. A landscape. Surreal, yet it's obvious its artist lives in the Southwest. Not only the founder of the Goop Troop, Pevin is an artist himself. He enjoys cartooning and sequential art. He's inspired by video games and the concept art involved with that, especially old ones, such as original Nintendo art that uses pixels.
What I do is I just kind of make a grid on Illustrator and then just kind of like paint freely with it. Or what I'll do is I'll take a hand-drawn image and then I'll, you know, kind of make it transparent and put it behind the grid and then draw like over it, and then I'll, you know, get rid of the grid and the transparent drawing, so just the pixelated image is left over.
He shows me a character concept drawing of a knight that he drew in a sketchbook and then transferred to a computer to add the color in the pixelated images. The knight is wearing silver armor in front of a yellow and purple background.
Like, you notice that he's kind of standing in a pool of blood. Mm-hmm. I was kind of going for like a more royal purple kind of color, because it is like mildly affiliated with like knights and fantasy and things like that.
He shows me a second work, a character concept drawing that's simply a sketch. It's a creature, and Pevin simply calls him Creep.
The way that I draw creatures is I kind of just like do it freely and then just kind of let it develop into something as I like. I just kind of let my pen wander, and then I'm like, oh, I like that shape, and then it kind of turns into like, well, this is going to become arms, this is going to be things. So it's kind of like it all just kind of starts with like scribbling around, and then eventually it starts to just like develop and take shape. But the closest thing for that mouth on that creature is probably was more than likely just subconsciously inspired by the scene in Beetlejuice, the movie, where the guy like stretches his face out and lets his eyes pop out of his mouth.
Beetlejuice, the 1988 film starring Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice, Alec Baldwin, and Gina Davis, a favorite of mine growing up. This creep, Pevin, has turned into a screen print for the t-shirt of his band. Yes, he's also a musician. The band is Shook Yang, which he describes as hardcore punk from the 1980s. A medley of works of about 14 members of the Goop Troop will be on display at the Ann Kittrell Gallery through the month of August, with a closing reception August 29th at 6 p.m. For artists and aspiring artists interested in taking part in the Goop Troop, search Facebook, or show up at Nightbird Books at 7:30 on a Tuesday evening. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.